a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show for hour number 3 here. I just got a very lovely phone call from a lady up in San Francisco singing happy birthday to WhatReallyHappened.com, which was actually yesterday, our 20th anniversary of my blogging career. And boy, it's just amazing to think it's been 20 years. And certainly when I started that, I just thought I was going to point out that there was obvious problems with the story about Vincent Foster, and that would be it. I'd go back to being a visual effects wizard in film and TV, but boy, oh boy, it certainly turned out very, very different. And when I think about all the evils visited, not just on myself, but on my wife and pretty much everybody I know and care about by this government, it's just a source of incredible anger and rage. And you know, the funny thing is, 20 years ago, if somebody else came to me and told me the story of what I've been through, I would have thought they were a nut. That kind of thing doesn't happen in this country. Yes, it does. It really, really does. Alrighty, we've got a phone call we're going to take here. Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Oh, do well. I'm hanging in there.
Well, if it's been 20 years, you look good for 40, my man.
No, I'm 61. I'll be 62 this summer.
I'm calling about something that really just incensed me and just has actually moved me into action, and that's Dianne Feinstein and her comments about the CIA spying on her.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be okay with the NSA, DHS, and CIA spying on all of the rest of us. But look how she gets up, and I actually watched it live because I'm a geek who watches C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
My poor wife had to put up with a half an hour litany of just how hypocritical and ridiculous her statements are.
I hope the voters in California feel exactly the same way next election. I don't know when Dianne Feinstein is up again. I don't think it's this November. If it is, she may have seriously miscalculated. But absolutely, I hope the people in California are just as upset.
It was the toughest 5 minutes of television I've ever watched in my life. And not because of what she said. I understand. Well, my staff is being spied upon. I get that. But then when you choose to subvert the Constitution, you cannot turn around and grab the Constitution to defend your hypocritical point. This woman is amazing. It's the same with guns. You can't carry concealed, but I do. You can't have rights, but I want mine. It's the American monarchy that just needs to be kicked the heck out.
It's elitism. It's the belief that these people have that their wealth and power and position entitles them to a special set of rules and privileges. It's like the nobility in medieval Europe. And that's absolutely not what America is supposed to be about. The laws apply to everybody. If Dianne Feinstein has a Fourth Amendment right to privacy, so do I. So do you. So does everybody listening to this show. If Dianne Feinstein has a right to conceal carry, then so does everybody else in America. You cannot have a class system where one group has special laws and permissions and the other one doesn't. Ultimately, it doesn't work.
Now, this is a member of the Senate Finance Committee, or not the Finance Committee, but Intelligence Committee.
Yes.
And what really killed me was her. It just, she was completely indignant about, oh, how dare they? You just gave testimony 6 months ago saying that NSA spying's cool. Yeah, that's all right. They can spy on you. They can collect all your data. It's all right.
Well, 6 months ago, she thought it was only against the hoi polloi, the great proletariat, the working class.
Well, that was a great quote by Edward Snowden. I don't know if you saw that, but, and, you know, he said, basically paraphrasing, he said, you know, people like this are all right with taking your rights, but when it comes to their front porch, they're not all right with it.
Oh, yeah. It's double standard. It's hypocritical. I mean, it's like this, to get into a new paradigm here. The CEO of Exxon is a big champion of fracking until it was in his neighborhood. Now he's joined a lawsuit to prevent it from happening near his home because he knows those fracking chemicals are going to be coming out of his tap water next.
I was going to say, maybe he doesn't want to drink fire.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All right, got to let you go. Going to switch over real quick to Bobby in California. Aloha, Bobby. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My Hawaiian conspiracy theorist friend, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind?
Okay, so obviously you know right away that I think of you as a conspiracy theorist, and obviously you disagree. You consider yourself a factual person. One of the many things I've never understood is, just in theory, just give me a hypothetical, how does anyone win an argument with a conspiracy theorist?
By coming up with contradictory facts supported by evidence.
Good, yeah, that's fair enough. I'm glad you didn't hang up on me and get mad. I appreciate that. So if, for example, you believe the government, the American government, is pretty much bad and there's nothing good to do, one logical response would be, you know, if it's that bad and it's that crazy and it's that evil, why do most people not agree? And one of the follow-up responses from you would be, I assume, tell me if I'm wrong, is because the media is brainwashing people. So
no, that wouldn't be my response at all. That wouldn't be my response at all.
Go ahead.
All right. First of all, I don't believe the government is bad. I mean, I was raised to think the government was good and our friend like anybody else here. I have concluded the government is corrupt and incompetent based on their performance and behavior. And my response to this idea, this suggestion of yours, why don't most people agree with you? Actually, right now, the polls are showing most people do agree with me. Approval numbers for the president and Congress are at all-time low. Look at the pushback that we're seeing by the American people against the war in Syria. I mean, at this point, the government has destroyed its own credibility with the American people. The American people overwhelmingly do not trust what this government is saying. This is a government that's already in the process of failure because the majority of Americans no longer believe this government is working for their benefit or is trustworthy, or even complying with the law of the Constitution. Anyway, Bobby, we're going to let you go here, and because I've got a few more stories I need to get before the top of the hour. Now then, getting back to the NSA spying here. Another one of the recent revelations to come out of Glenn Greenwald and Edward Snowden is the NSA is now engaging in a program, not happy with having backdoored all of the operating systems, not happy with having backdoored the routers and everything else. They're now going after the telco ISP systems themselves, the servers on which the web operates, the routing machines. They want to hack into those to make it that much easier to simply siphon off information as it flies by. So the NSA is continuing its program. And here's the downside of this. Every time the NSA puts in a backdoor to anything, whether it's your smartphone, your tablet, your desktop, your router, the ISPs, the servers, they're opening up security holes that can be used by criminals or potentially terrorists. They're always screaming about the potential terrorist attack on our computer system. Well, who is it who's leaving the back doors open for these people to use? It's the NSA. And they're spending vast amounts of your tax dollars to reduce the security of the computer systems. Now, that is hardly working in the national interest. It's hardly working for national security when their idea of national security is to poke holes in the whole system. All right. Now then, just before we get to the commercial break here, there's a new euphemism issued by the United States government in describing the ongoing Gitmo hunger strikes. The new approved U.S. government term is long-term non-religious fasting. That's the euphemism that is now showing up in U.S. Defense Department paperwork regarding what's going on in Guantanamo. Long-term non-religious fasting. You know, like torture is just enhanced interrogation. And so they change the word and think you won't understand what they're talking about. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas. Yeah, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're gonna grab one more phone call here. Rob in Minnesota. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I just had to call in and kind of respond to the guy that called in and, you know, asked about the conspiracy theorists or you being a conspiracy theorist. I always like it. You know, I tell people that I'm investigating what really happened on 9/11. You know, I'd like to get to the truth of it, and they kind of pause for a second, and they go, "You're one of those people that thinks the government did 9/11." And I go, "Yep, absolutely. They're all in it. The meter maids, the dog catchers. You got to look out for them postmen. You know, they're diabolical. You know."
And I don't think you're helping the cause, but it is funny.
Well, you know, and that's just kind of the icebreaker. I say, well, of course not. I say most of the people that, you know, were, when 9/11 happened, everybody did exactly what they were trained to do. They went into, you know, everything that they'd been trained to do. They just, they followed the official protocol. And, you know, there was a small group of people that understood how things worked, and they managed to pull off a thing by using the system against itself. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we have to get to the bottom of, you know, how they carried it out. And then I just go, I see there's a lot of disinformation out there, and, yeah. You know, it's really, really, really hard to sort through it all, but, you know.
But it is worth the effort here. Can I give you a couple of pieces of advice here? As you go around talking to people, you're going to run into people like Bobby who are going to stand there with their hair on fire and insist they cannot smell any smoke. And we already know that the U.S. government is trying to infiltrate the internet, the blogs, the independent media to try and keep control over what Americans are thinking and talking about. We know there's a huge network of FBI undercover informants. They've got them on every college campus, and they have since the 1960s. And when they leave high school and go through college, they're still part of that network. So they're out there absolutely everywhere, and unfortunately it is a curse on civilization that there are human beings who, in exchange for their 30 pieces of silver, are willing to betray the Constitution and the ordinary citizens to whatever the government happens to want. And they're all, you know, they think they're spies, or they think they're great because they're covert and they're doing something secret, and they go home at night and abuse themselves to old James Bond movies.
That's kind of what that was what I was going to follow up on here. I say, I get my information from other people that are doing research and aren't getting paid for it. You're getting your information from people that look real good and everything. They're on professional sets managed by professional people, and they're getting paid, some of them, multi-million-dollar-a-year salaries. Now, they're getting
When you say you, you mean the people who are watching corporate media, not me personally.
Responding to these people that accuse me of that, saying that I think that you think that the 9/11, you know, that 9/11 was carried out by the government. I say, no, I'm getting my information. I say there's a lot of misinformation out there, but most of the people that I'm getting my information from, like Mike Rivero, and I do mention your name quite frequently because I think your site is one of the biggest news, you know, aggregators out there. You know, I think you do.
Yeah, well,
put
after
a lot
20
of...
years, it ought to be. And you'd be amazed how much I've thrown out over the last 20 years because I don't have the disc room. Listen.
I got to ask you one more question quick.
One more question, and I'll let you go.
I'd like to try to, you know, I'm going to call it Operation Dissemination, you know, so... If I could talk or you know, write a letter to the editor and I have been getting them published and, you know, say, and ask them, you know, to republish or reprint your All Wars Are Bankers Wars. They're going to go, well, we don't have permission from the author, or how do mm-hmm. we get permission from the author?
You can tell them that you have permission from me, and if they're not going to take your word for it, they can get in touch with me. All of the original work at whatreallyhappened.com is basically in the public domain, and you can copy it off and repost, republish in an email. It just include my name, and whatreallyhappened.com is a courtesy. It's out there for everybody to use for whatever purpose for public education that they can.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. You got it. Now, as you go around talking to your friends and neighbors, a couple of guidelines. First of all, you're going to run into these undercover government informants and infiltrators, which we now all know are out there. And, you know, so when you're standing there with somebody who's screaming, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, don't even waste your time with them. They're being paid to argue with you, to waste your time, to use up your energy, to keep you from talking to people ready to listen. That's who you need to be paying attention to. Look for the people around you who know something's gone horribly wrong with the country, and they're asking questions, and they're ready to listen, and you talk to them. And you just give them a little bit at a time. Don't throw everything that you know at them, because you will overwhelm them, and the defense mechanisms will come up, and they'll shut down. Taking somebody to the truth is not shoving them across that bridge, but standing on the other side and beckoning them forward. And rather than just generic sweeping statements like the government did 9/11, what you do is you start with small, provable, specific cases that cast doubt on the official story. And the one that I find works, two of them actually, the first one is George Bush is sitting in that school in Florida reading about pet goats. There's an airport only 4 miles away. In theory, they don't know how many planes are flying across the country, crashing into buildings. The president's presence at the school was in the media 3 days ahead. And yet the Secret Service lets him sit there reading about pet goats. How did they know there wasn't a plane leaving that airport just 4 miles away intending to crash into the school? How did they know the president wasn't a target? Clearly, they knew what the targets were going to be. The other one, of course, is that horrible mistake the BBC did, and also Fox News, but we have it on tape for BBC, where they announced the collapse of World Trade Center 7, the Solomon Brothers building, 26 minutes before it actually happened. There are no benign explanations for any of those. And once people start scratching their heads about that, say, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. There's no explanation for that other than BBC was following a script and somebody was laid on the button to bring down the building. And yeah, the only explanation for the Secret Service letting Bush stay there in the school was they had to be in on the plot. They knew what the targets were going to be. And once you shake their confidence in the official story, then they're going to come back and ask questions of you, and you will have the answers. And that is the best way to go out there, you know, to talk to other people. They're already asking questions. Give them specific cases that absolutely prove the official story doesn't make sense. Then they're going to start looking for what does. All righty. Now then, story here, and even Daily Show was making fun of this. The Pentagon is spending $300,000 per year to study the body language of world leaders, primarily Putin, to see if it can give them any insights into what they're thinking. And I understand there's a little bit of scientific basis for how people see themselves based on how they move and walk. But, you know, this is kind of sounding more like phrenology on a cost-plus contract. And I don't think they're going to get anything all that reliable out of it. But then we know this government has spent all kinds of insane money on completely unproductive things. Remember the CIA's MKUltra ran a bordello and drug den in San Francisco for like something like 9 years without producing any results whatsoever. Quick little story out of Ohio. There was a high school student who was training to be an emergency medical technician, was charged with a felony and sent to prison for 13 days because police, during an unauthorized search of his car, found a pocket knife. Not a bayonet, not a hunting knife, not an axe, a pocket knife. And they threw him in jail for 13 days. As it turns out, the prosecutor is running for judge and wanted to prove he's tough on crime. Well, as goes the prosecutor, so goes the judge. And I think the Ohioans would be very, very good to not let this guy anywhere near the bench, because justice must always be tempered with mercy and a little common sense. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I think we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show. I've only got another half hour to go, and I got a lot of material I need to be covering right now. And I want to get back over to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Story coming out here. It's CNN. Confusion cloud search for missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Now the Malaysian military are saying they're not entirely sure that the target they tracked into the middle of the Malacca Straits was the missing Boeing 777. Well, if it wasn't that, what was it that got halfway through the Malacca Straits and then dropped off the radar? They're not sure, and they're backing off that story. Still no wreckage found. Numerous reports from Malaysia of a low-flying jet plane flying over the land, which was consistent with that radar track. But basically, they're out there examining all possibilities, blah, 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 blah. And in the absence of any crash, debris, or wreckage, at this point, we're back to one of two theories. My theory is the plane was stolen to be scrapped for parts, because there is a shortage of 77 parts all around the world. and that broken up and sold for parts, that plane is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And yeah, for that kind of money, you will find people willing to get rid of the passengers on board. Who knows? Send them to Israel, get harvested for organs for the black market organ trade. Who knows what's going on? Now, there's still a continuing mystery regarding members of the families of the passengers who were able to dial through to the cell phones carried by the passengers. And it occurred to me, because I was researching this, there may be one explanation for it. And that would have to do with the fact that in order to call a cell phone on an airplane, it has to go through a satellite link. And it is entirely possible that while the satellite connection is being made, the satellite link itself provides a ringtone, which might confuse everybody. We need to look at that. And what we need to do is check the cell system to see if the calls placed to the passenger's cell phones were being routed to the satellite link. And if they weren't, we need to find out where those calls were being routed to. Because there does seem to be something very funny going on. Getting over to the economy, Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying the U.S. is completely busted. And the non-delivery of gold may be the issue that crashes the entire system, which is why they're so desperate to get a war going to cover it all up. Yes, everything's a mess, but there's a war on. And they're hoping if they can get a war with Russia going that we Americans will simply forget all about IRS gate, the illegality of the whole Federal Reserve system, its predatory nature, Bengal, all of it. We'll forget all about the corruption and incompetence of the United States federal government. We'll salute the flag, line up behind that flag, and throw our babies and our money onto yet another war to clean up this mess. Not going to happen. Speaking of incompetency, 19 days left to go to the deadline for everybody to sign up for Obamacare. They're still 3 million shy of the goal they had set of 7 million signups by the end of March. Now remember, the entire population of the United States is 330 million. So even if they attained their goal, they're only talking about 2% of the population. This is an absolute failure. New report out from one of the major unions is saying that Obamacare is worsening income inequality. It's a job killer. Now, apparently the individual mandate has been delayed for 2 years so that there are going to be no more canceled insurance policies between now and the November elections. They're playing politics with this. According to a technical bulletin released last week by the Department of Health and Human Services, the individual mandate for the citizens to purchase health care through healthcare.gov has been delayed for 2 years by way of new exemptions. Individuals who have their health care canceled due to the passing of the Affordable Care Act may now be exempt altogether. Don't know what they're going to replace their canceled policies with. Now, if you are a person who owns physical gold, and you ought to be at this stage of the game, gold has surged to six-month highs despite all the rigging that's been going on. And remember, there is now hard evidence surfacing that along with LIBOR and the market and everything else, gold prices were being rigged to keep the gold prices down, to discourage people from selling their stocks and closing their savings accounts and going into metal, and also to keep gold prices so low that all of these gold bullion deposits banks like the New York Federal Reserve, who've been playing fast and loose with other people's gold bullion, can try and buy enough back to make good. That's not working. Germany wanted their 1,500 tons of gold back from the Federal Reserve. So far, they've gotten five. At that rate, it's going to take the Federal Reserve 300 years to return Germany's gold bullion. They don't have it. They just don't have it. And the more gold you buy, the less is going to be available for the bankers to make good on the stolen German gold. There's a good reason to buy some gold right there. Keep it out of the hands of the Fed. Let them pay for their bad behavior for once in their history here. The Oklahoma Senate passed a bill to authorize gold and silver as legal tender. I have absolutely no doubt the Federal Reserve is going to try and find some way to derail that. They want you enslaved to their paper and ink. They don't want you to have the choice of going to some other means of trade, some other medium of exchange. They want you enslaved to those ink and paper notes. May have been one of the reasons John F. Kennedy was killed. Executive Order 11110. put $4.5 billion, back when a billion was really a lot of money, into circulation of notes that flowed through commerce, allowing people to engage in commerce without accruing interest to the private central bank. 5 months later, Kennedy was shot dead in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas, and on the Warren Commission sat John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. And I don't care how good a banker he is, he's not qualified to be investigating a homicide, which is what we were all told the Warren Commission was all about. All righty. Let's see. Robust bonuses. The big bucks are back on Wall Street. Those top executives are still reaping in record-setting bonuses. Wall Street bonuses have hit their highest level since 2007. They're just raking it in. The money junkies rampant here. Story out of Investment Watch blog, the Department of Homeland Security. The reason they're buying all the bullets and all the guns and everything, they're preparing for the collapse of the economy. Because they understand, you, the American people, unless they can blame it on somebody else as an act of war or an act of terror, when the economy implodes, as it is clearly ready to do, we, the American people, are going to point the finger of blame where it richly deserves. The Federal Reserve, Wall Street, and the government that enabled them. Same thing that happened in Iceland. But they don't want to give up the wealth and the perks of being the government. And they're arming themselves. They're arming the government to wage war against the American people. Now, over in Detroit, which is considering seceding from the United States and joining with the new government in Ukraine because that's going to be the only way they can get some U.S. tax support. They're looking at a new loan deal from Barclays that will be demanding not just city assets as collateral, but income tax revenue. Now, what that means is if Detroit gets this loan and they default on the loan, Barclays will come in and simply grab all tax revenues coming in. You'll be paying taxes to the local government, or it won't be used for you. It'll just vanish into the pockets of the bankers. We're seeing this all over the world. And the reason we're seeing it is because the fundamental nature of private central banking is to create more debt than money with which to pay the debt. So the debt always grows. It doesn't matter how hard you work, how much you sacrifice, you can never pay it all off. And they use that debt to control you, to control the government. And when the debt reaches the point of collapse, they just use that illusion of debt that they created through their fraud to justify taking the real wealth of the nation. Your homes, your gold and silver, and ultimately your children for more wars of conquest. Now, Paul Ryan has aroused some ire. This was over at rawstory.com. Where Representative Paul Ryan is suggesting that men in the inner cities who refuse to work is one of the main causes of poverty in the United States. This is more of that blame the victim crud that we hear primarily from the GOP. The cause of poverty in the United States and around the world is being forced to conduct all commerce using banknotes borrowed at interest from a privately owned central bank. The very same sort of predatory banking system this nation fought a revolution to be free of. That's the cause of poverty. It is designed that way. It's not the fault of people who can't find jobs. There are no jobs for these people to go to. That's the problem. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment here today. And a member just posted a story to whatreallyhappened.com. The 9/11 attacks keeping the lid on the lie. And it's basically an overview of how, especially over the last couple of years, more and more media around the world, more and more governments around the world, more of the media, even in the United States, is starting to openly address the issue that there are serious problems with the official story about 9/11. And you know, if you go to my website, there's a 9/11 link there all in one chunk that just goes down. I mean, there are all kinds of issues here regarding obvious lies, fraud, and deception with 9/11. Not the least of which, of course, Bush and the Secret Service just sitting there in that school, wide open to an attack by air from an airport just 4 miles away. The issue of the BBC reporting, and Fox News, others carried it as well, but especially the BBC reporting on the collapse of World Trade Center 7. The girl is there on camera with World Trade Center 7 standing behind her reporting that it has collapsed, which basically told us all they were following a script, and whoever was supposed to bring down Building 7 missed the cue. Maybe they were waiting for some other people to get out of the building. And there's a lot more. I mean, you know, who warned Giuliani and his people that the building was going to come down? Because remember, prior to 9/11 and since, no steel frame building ever collapsed just from a fire. And that building was built to house federal offices, which meant it was built stronger, more fireproof, more bombproof than normal average buildings. And it just goes on and on. Now, unfortunately, this article is also out there saying, oh, there's a secret classified U.S. government report that Congress wants to declassify that blames Saudi Arabia for 9/11. Well, that's just shifting the blame. It's a frame up is what's going on here. Saudi Arabia had nothing to do with 9/11. They were framed. They were part of the frame up to begin with. A lot of the accused 9/11 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia or connected with them. One of the accused hijackers was a pilot for the Saudi National Airline, and as of last report, still is. Saudi Arabia makes a lot of money off the United States of America through that petrodollar deal. Saudi Arabia has invested a lot of money in the United States. They're not going to carry out a terror attack because that would risk having the U.S. government freeze and seize all that money. And that's a lot of money. If Saudi Arabia really wanted to hurt the United States of America, they don't need to crash airplanes into skyscrapers. All they have to do is ask for all their money back all at the same time. And the entire U.S. banking system would collapse. We know who did 9/11. Elements of the U.S. government aided by Israel. And now they're trying, now that they understand the official 9/11 story is collapsing, they're rushing to get ahead of the ball and say, oh, yes, we lied about 9/11. It was the Saudis who did it. Because they're on the list to be invaded too, because they're starting to sell their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollars. All righty. So anyway. Getting back to domestic politics, apparently Michelle Bachmann is out there calling for the prosecution of Democrats for intimidating billionaires. Apparently not enough billionaires are signing on to the GOP agenda, and she thinks it's because Democrats are intimidating those billionaires. You know, most billionaires, they got a lot of security around them. They understand the wealth inequality has created a lot of hostility. They got walls and security cameras and private security guards and armored SUVs to ride around in. I don't think they're really afraid of the Democrats. But she's out there saying, yes, that's those gosh darn Democrats. She's playing the inverse of Hillary Clinton during the Clinton administration. Remember when Hillary had the vast right-wing conspiracy? And now Michelle Bachmann has the vast left-wing conspiracy. Oh, you don't oppose me because I'm an idiot. You oppose me because somebody's paying you to do it, or there's nefarious actions. So forth and so on. Now, we talked a lot about how U.S. government agencies are part of the illusion that the government is doing something useful for you, when they're not. They just sit in their offices all day and look at porn on their taxpayer-funded computers. We know that the Securities Exchange Commission ignored what Bernie Madoff was doing for 12 years, even though people like Harry Markopoulos were coming in with evidence of the fraud, gift wrapped on a silver platter. We know the Minerals Management Service turned a blind eye to the fact that the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico was 4 years overdue for its mandatory maintenance, which contributed to the scale of that disaster. We know that the agencies responsible for the infrastructure in the United States are basically just marking time while it all rots away. And now we have evidence that has surfaced revealing that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration was complicit in a prolonged cover-up of a defect in General Motors vehicles that have resulted so far in at least 13 fatalities. And the problem appears to be in frontal crashes of GM vehicles in which the airbags fail to deploy. Now, in February, GM issued a recall of 1.6 million vehicles worldwide due to the problem with the ignition system in certain models, which can shift unexpectedly out of the run position, causing the engine to shut off while driving. This may result in civil as well as criminal penalties for failing to respond to the problem in a timely manner. So here you have, you know, more problems with American cars. I'm beginning to understand Jeremy Clarkson's bias against American cars on Top Gear. And we have the U.S. government agency that's supposed to be looking out for the safety of the drivers, safety of the people who buy these cars, and it comes out that they're just turning a blind eye because, oh, we can't upset those big automotive corporations. They're really big campaign contributors here. Apparently, there has actually been a scientific study, this was reported in Russia Today, that proves that members of Congress and their top staffers are far more ready to meet with identified donors than they are with somebody who simply says they're a constituent. Categorize that one under imagine my shock here. All right, another major blizzard coming in. We're in the middle of March, another blizzard coming in, hitting the Midwest. Temperatures could drop 40 degrees overnight. They're looking at 2 feet of snow in most places, 12 to 16 inches forecast in Burlington, Vermont. Looking at more records, especially for this time of year, shattered. Oh, I remember back in 2000 when the carbon Nazis were out there saying snow is a thing of the past. We will have to describe what snow and ice were to the coming generations because of human-caused global warming. Michigan is having its coldest six-month period ever. Right now, there is more Arctic sea ice than in 2005 and 2006. Remember the carbon Nazis out there? Oh, the polar caps are melting. The oceans are rising. The polar bears are drowning. By the way, polar bears float. And the Arctic ice caps are actually growing here. Now, earlier in the week, we talked about this pharmaceutical company that was refusing to administer an experimental drug to this kid. Josh is his name. And he's over at St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, the FDA has actually approved this drug to be given for testing experimentally. And the pharmaceutical company is saying, well, if we give it to him, we're going to have to give it to a bunch of other patients as well. And the good news is, because of the public backlash stirred up here on the independent media, the pharmaceutical company changed its mind. They're going to give this experimental drug to 20 patients, including Josh. The early testing is very effective in treating his illness. It's also very inexpensive, which may have been the reason for the initial reluctance. But there's the good news coming out of that one. Another horrible police incident, this in Alabama. A guy clipped a truck, took off his rearview mirror, pulled over to trade insurance information. Cops show up. This guy walks out with his hands up and his wallet out. They grab him, throw him on the gun, are shouting, who's the other person in the car, and shoot him. There was no other person in the car. So whether it's more cops overdosed on SSRIs or graduates of all this Israeli security training they're giving the American police so they'll treat the Americans the way the Israelis treat the Palestinians, or maybe it's a combination of both. But it is getting clearly out of hand. We actually posted an interactive map on my website, botched paramilitary police raids. You can go in there and see all the places the police kicked down the wrong doors, killed the wrong people. It is epidemic across the nation. There's the music. Time to get on out of here. Please help Sandra win her contest. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Cannot tell you how important that is. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Drive carefully, stay skeptical, stay informed, share what you know with who you know, and aloha, America.